So as I was finishing my run today, I was leaving and then I saw this guy in a long leather trench coat or whatever, like the ones that go to the ankle, walking towards the park by himself. And it just looked really creepy and I was so glad I was leaving. But just had to mention that because it was really icky. Anyways, I'm going to tell you about this date I went on. We were walking along and he said something about, "But baby, I just want to take care of you." And I think he realized as he said it what the fuck he was saying. And I acted like I didn't really hear it, and I turned around and I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah, I just want to make sure everything's okay, like you're taken care of." Like, I just fucking put my foot in my mouth. I thought it was pretty funny. So I've been joking for the last few days. Me and my friend are just like, "But baby, I just want to take care of you." I don't know. It's pretty funny. I think it's hilarious. He probably doesn't think it's that funny, but I've just been having fun just going out with different people because I'm single and no one in LA really wants a relationship anyways, so why the fuck not? And hopefully I'll be leaving this dump pretty soon, maybe in the next year or so. I am ready for a change. Take me fucking anywhere. I don't care. I just want to make sure I have a job there first before I dip into anything else. But I'm so glad that daylight savings is here because that means more sunshine, and more sunshine is way better. I think everyone's just happy, like, goes out more and like it's just generally in a happy mood. And I feel like during the winter, like LA people are just like, "Oh, I'm just gonna stay inside." Like, our weather isn't even that bad. Like, it doesn't even get that cold. It gets like 50 to 60. Like, not anything too crazy, but like, no one really wants to do anything. It's a little bit windy. I ran 5 miles today. And every time I say I'm going to do 3 miles, I end up doing five. So, I don't know. I guess when I get to three, I'm like, that's really lame. I can't quit now. Keep on going. And I do. I keep on going. I think at the 3 mile mark, I get like this surge of energy. So it just like, it just comes like a second wind or something, and I can't stop. But I don't really like running at night too much. And I don't really like running on the street. Yeah, I'm really picky. And I don't. I don't know, like running on the street with the sidewalk and like waiting for the lights. It's not my kind of thing. I'd rather not wait around for changing lights and cars' exhaust fumes all up in the mix. And I'd rather see something more scenic, and fucking cars. So, I'm making some tea. This is like a completely like random post. I didn't even know what I was gonna be saying on this. Not that I ever know, but this is just more of a random thing. I don't know what kind of tea I want. I have a few things to do, but I'm so tired. I just feel really, oh, white tea. Sorry, I'm short. I wanted to clean my fucking place because I've been half-assing it for a while, and I really like to have it spick and span. So I'm gonna try to get to that today. I just feel like I have too much junk in here. I think I need to get rid of stuff. Because it's like, I move one thing and it's a fucking disaster. Like, I have no space in here. And if I don't have everything like perfectly organized, it just looks really, really horrible. And I don't like the look. But anyways, hope everyone is having a fantabulous time at South by Southwest. If you're listening to this, you're probably not at South by Southwest. I don't know. I really have no urge to go there. Yeah, people party with people on the internet. It's really fun. We're going to this exclusive VIP Mashable parties. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm like over the whole like conference thing or what is going on, but meh. I swear I'm not a snob. I just, I don't know. I have other priorities right now. Which is, can't tell you. Actually, I have to order a flat iron on Amazon. It's called the Croc. Seriously, it's like the best fucking flat iron I've ever used in my life. I borrowed it from my friend one time. And I swear, I hate flat ironing. And I had to do it on a client. And by the end of it, I was like, whoa, I want to keep on going. I want to keep on flat ironing people's hair. But I do it with my own flat iron. And I can't really get at the root. I know you guys want to hear about this. But it's just a different experience. And it doesn't burn the person's scalp, so I feel more comfortable. I'm always worried that I'm gonna burn their scalp. And when you're flat ironing black people's hair, you really shouldn't burn their scalp. I feel like they'd get more mad than other people, or just make a bigger scene. And I don't really need that. So I'm gonna get the iron. Not only for that, but just like for my personal use, and just like the infrared is supposed to make it more shiny. And anything to make me like flat ironing would be a lot better because I fucking hate it. And if people have curly hair, they usually want it flat ironed. Okay, let me stop talking about flat ironing because I'm sure you fucking hate it. I don't know. Now I'm at like a loss of things to say. I don't know. I have no idea. But countdown of my school is going on. I really need to practice for my test. Actually, that's what I should be doing. Cleaning up so I can set up like a station where I can practice. What the fuck am I gonna be doing? We have to work with shaving cream instead of regular hair dye, so I should probably get some shaving cream, which is gonna be really weird. And I have to find a model, which I have no idea. I don't know. I would, for the shit that we're gonna be doing to the model, like, I would never want to be a model. We fucking put shaving cream on them, we wax and like put this ugly makeup, like blue, and I don't know, it just doesn't, rollers, and it's like really, I have no idea. I would not want to do it at all. We give them this like crappy haircut, a manicure, and then like fake nails on one side. So God bless whoever the fuck I get. All right, that's 10 minutes. Hope you like my ramblings and have a wonderful Monday. Bye.